I was 17 years old when my dad died. He left behind my little sister, my mom and I, and we started a very difficult period in our lives. We lost the house where we had always lived, the Hipódromo neighborhood of Tijuana. There were problems that my dad never told us about. And just like that, suddenly, we no longer had a place to live. A friend of my parents offered us a place, a house where we could live for a few months while we resolved things. She normally rented it out, but it had just become vacant, and she did us the favor of lending it to us. It was in a nicer area, and the house itself was quite nice, larger than ours. It was obvious that even if we wanted to, we wouldn't be able to afford to rent it once the loan period ended. But to be honest, the house always felt very cold. At first we thought it was because it had been uninhabited, but no. Even when we moved our things in, the house continued to be cold. I would spend many afternoons there alone. My mom would pick my sister up from school and take her back to her office before coming home. They wouldn't get back until 7 or 8 at night, while I would almost always arrive around 4. But I couldn't get used to being alone in that place. It never felt like it was mine, like my home. It felt like we were invading someone else's space. I would always go to my room and put music on while I did my homework. And on one of those occasions, I heard something. Something right at my door. It sounded like a dog. So I turned the music off and opened the bedroom door. I wasn't scared, even though I didn't see anything. It had already gotten dark out, so I turned on the lights and started looking for the animal. I heard it again. Now in my mom's room. For some reason, her door was closed and I couldn't get in, but I was sure there was an animal inside. Again, it wasn't something scary. Weird, yes. Inexplicable. But it was just a dog, I thought. I knew there would be some explanation. When my mom arrived a while later, she entered her room without an issue. So I assumed she had locked it before leaving, so I shrugged it off. After dinner, I asked her if she had gotten us a dog. My mom thought I was joking, but my sister said yes. There was a little dog there, in the house, that she was going to show it to us when it came back, because it wasn't always there. It only came sometimes, she said. I thought it was very strange, but my sister has a speech impediment, so I thought I just didn't understand what she was trying to say. I forgot about the dog for a few days, until some days later, I woke up around midnight. I could clearly hear something breathing in my room. It was the dog. Then I heard it growl, and I started to get scared. Whatever it was, I wasn't happy that it was in my room, especially since the door was still closed as I had left it. I pulled the covers over my face. Fortunately, I have the bad habit of putting my phone under my pillow when I sleep. So I sent my mom a message. I told her I felt like there was something in my room. She came into my room moments later, turning on the light. She didn't look very worried. I felt like she hadn't quite believed me. But I told her I was going to sleep with my sister. I didn't want to sleep alone after the scare I had just had. When I laid down next to my little sister, she woke up and said to me, "The dog scared you, right? Don't worry. It's not going to hurt you." The following nights I felt more at ease, but it was my mom who started hearing it. Every night, something scratched at her door, as if asking to be let in. My mom would run to open the door, but there was never anything there. And as soon as she laid down, she would hear it again. It was a very strange situation, and we really convinced ourselves that there was a ghost in the house, the ghost of an animal. We hadn't seen it, but we had heard it plenty, clear as day. My sister assured us that she could see it when it approached her at night, but she couldn't describe it. She only told us that it was white and skinny. After weeks, us skeptics learned to live with this thing. In fact, we started talking to it. We would tell it not to scare us, and when we'd go out, all three of us would tell it to take care of the house. Don't laugh, but my mom even bought a dog toy and left it in the living room. I swear to you, the toy would appear in a different place every morning, as if it really had been moved. Time passed, and we finally found a house to move into. Much smaller in a less nice area, but it was ours. We would only be at the loaned house a few more weeks. In that time, the ghost manifested itself more and more. I remember one of the last nights in that house, my sister asked us at dinner if the dog was going to go with us. My mom, jokingly, told her yes, and my sister turned to her left, smiling at something invisible. That night, we heard something walking in my mom's room. It was the first time all three of us heard it at the same time. It always seemed to visit us when we were alone, but this time, it was as if it was saying goodbye. We started watching a movie, and my sister fell asleep shortly after. My mom and I finished watching it, and then we talked for a bit. Around midnight, I helped my mother carry my sister to her room. But when my mom picked up my sister, she turned pale. I stood still and suddenly noticed what my mother was looking at out of the corner of my eye. Something that wouldn't let her turn around. It was a tall figure, standing in the darkness, completely white. My mom didn't dare turn around, but I did. I felt like I had to. What I saw, I can't dare describe, but it was saying goodbye to us. We went to the room silently and slept together. The next morning, we invited the owner of the house to breakfast to thank her for letting us stay there. When we said goodbye, she joked about something my mom had mentioned to her weeks earlier.
"Oh, I'm glad you're leaving and getting rid of that dog ghost, because let me tell you, you had me worried. There have never been pets in the house, but there was something very strange about the last man who lived there, Don Eleazar. May he rest in peace. When he died, I struggled to get all of his stuff out because he didn't have any relatives. It gives me the chills to tell you this, but we found some very strange dog costumes amongst his belongings. I don't know what he was doing with them, but for a guy who seemed pretty normal, he definitely had some weird tastes."
My mom and I were speechless. For a long time, I managed to forget what we saw in the living room, in the darkness. But recently, someone sent me a photo of something eerie in a meme, with the intention of making me laugh, but they didn't know how much it would affect me. I'll leave you the photo they sent me, the one that made me remember what I saw. Can you go back and look at it? It's the thumbnail for this episode. Sweet dreams. If you like this content, don't forget to subscribe so you can stay up to date on what's new every week. This is Tales of the Night.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.